Welcome to the Balanced Perspective Podcast, where we're going to be challenging perspectives on what it actually takes to be successful in both business and in life. I'm your host, Terri Ann Richards, and with 16 years as a serial entrepreneur, I've experienced some of life's most epic successes and failures. Join me as we journey on a mission to blow the lid off of some of the best kept secrets to living a life of true success from the inside out. Welcome back to the Balanced Perspective. I am uber excited to be getting into the depths here with my new friend, Michelle Vroom. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am excited to have you. Michelle Vroom is a business coach with more than 15 years of marketing and PR experience with nonprofits, agencies, and big corporations. Now she helps small business owners grow to six figures with more freedom and peace. Michelle believes every woman entrepreneur should be able to get clients whenever she wants. Hallelujah. She understands the challenges of limited resources and time and shares her proven methods for visibility and relationship building to get clients and to grow your business. Before we talk about today, let's go backwards and bring me on a journey of the Michelle Vroom that is today. Where did it all begin?
Yeah. So it all began after having my first child. So I have three crazy boys at home. And I actually say it began after having my first child, but I think the seeds for being an entrepreneur were planted much, much earlier. I actually grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. Fun fact, my great-grandfather started an apple cider business selling cider door to door during the Great Depression. And so since then, it's like just entrepreneurs. That's what I grew up in. That's what I grew up around. And I was bitten by the bug very early on. I thought that I would, you know, start my own business when the kids were older and I was in my 50s and all of that, right? And so I went about my, you know, went to college, graduated college, worked at a nonprofit, went to an agency, worked there, went to corporate, worked there, like did everything I was supposed to. And then I had my first child. And that dream that I had, that entrepreneurial dream that I thought wouldn't come till years down the road, like I wanted it now. I wanted to be able to be home with him, but also still have a career. That was very important to me, not knocking any stay-at-home moms. I have so much respect for them. It just wasn't the journey that I was after. And so that's when some doors started opening. It's funny. It's like when you have that seed planted, suddenly doors start opening that maybe were already open, but you just didn't see them before. And so I had, you know, family and friends and people coming to me wanting support with social media marketing. And that's, you know, when I started kind of filling up my client base. I did it while I was on maternity leave with my oldest, you know, learning how to be a mom, but I wanted it that badly. I didn't want to go back to work. And so I was able to build up a client base while I was on maternity leave. I went back to work, I think for like 2 months. And then I left my corporate job, went out on my own, which was a big, big, big leap of faith and big financial sacrifice for our family. And that was the beginning of my entrepreneur journey. And little did I know, like everything else that was going to come. I mean, I'll be celebrating in the next couple of months, my sixth anniversary as my own, you know, boss. And there has just been so many learnings, like so much learning, so much growth that has happened since then that I never, ever, ever could have anticipated.
Wow. Okay. So first and foremost, congratulations for passing the 5-year mark. So 6 years is a big freaking deal. And for those of you that are new in business, new as entrepreneurs, understand like first year is a big deal. Year three is a big, every year is a big deal. Okay. But there are certain statistics where we all start to fall off like flies. And when you pass that 5-year and you get to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're in a place where you're going to have more probability, more chance of success. So kudos to you for making it that far, because that's not that is not a small feat. So let's unpack a little bit about what it is that you do with individuals today. You know, obviously going from, you know, working in an organization, there's the entrepreneur, right? So it's the entrepreneur who is caged in four walls, but still, you know, just looking for the opportunity. like looking for the opportunity, looking for the door to open. And I think you're right. I think opportunities are always there. We just need to be open to them, right? So let's talk about, you know, you decide that you're, you know, you're going to move into the entrepreneurship world, which is a big leap of faith. And you focus on social media. That's where people are wanting your expertise, your help. But it seems like, and if I'm looking at what you do, and so you've had some transformations along the way, right? How, and that's the beauty of when we get into a service-based business, we kind of come out the gates running going, okay, I'm going to do this. And then over time, that's why I always tell people, you know, don't get too focused on, you know, there's a lot of people out there to say niche down. And I'm like, yeah, choose a niche, but understand that as you get going, that shit's going to change.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So talk to me about that evolution. Cause I think what that does is it gives hope, but it also gives grace to those individuals who are like pivoting and iterating and struggling. And they're like, I work with entrepreneurs. I work with leaders. I work with moms. I don't know who I work with. Right. Yeah. So talk to me about that journey.
Okay. So you're hearing this from someone who has been doing marketing for her entire career. Okay. Like prior to starting my business, I was in marketing. So that's why I say I have, you know, over 15 years of experience. I know marketing. And yet when I started my business, I had no niche. I had no ideal client. You know who my ideal client was? Anybody who would freaking pay me. Like that was my ideal client. And so like small business owners, right? Small business owners who would pay me was my niche. And so what ended up happening is I just needed to get started. Like to your point, I didn't know who I wanted to work with yet because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so I did full service marketing, meaning I literally did like anything and everything related to marketing. So social media marketing, blog writing, email writing, SEO, you know, branding stuff. Like I was doing anything because I just wanted that experience. I just wanted those clients. You know, we had a huge financial sacrifice in that I used to be the breadwinner, right? And so now starting my own business, I wasn't, and I wanted work, right? I wanted work. And so as a result of doing that, I quickly realized what I didn't want to do and what I did want to do. And that, you know, was the starting point and the evolution of what I do now, which is helping female entrepreneurs get to their first 10K month using their Facebook group. Like that is so specific, but that is not what I started at. And even the level of just being specific about what method they use to get there, that didn't come until like the last 6 months to a year of my business. And so I share this with you because I had a client ask me one time, and it's such a great, honest question. When will I know everything there is to know about my ideal client? And my answer was never. You will never know. It's like people change, people evolve, right? And so absolutely 100% give yourself grace. Take the experience. Know that the clients that you can't stand working with are teaching you probably way more than the clients who are a good fit, and embrace the lessons, learn from it, and make little tweaks, little adjustments. I mean, that is marketing, right? And sometimes I think that's a really like tough part for people, especially as women, because it's like, well, if there's a gap, I just want to fix it immediately and be done with it, right? Mm. And it's like, that's not marketing. You have to tweak and adjust. And you have to make small intentional tweaks. And all these people out there, I don't mean to get on a tangent, but here I go. All these people out there who are talking about making quantum leaps, right? We hear that all the time in the online space. How did they get to those quantum leaps? They got there by doing the very things that we are talking about. It's just no one says that. And so somewhere along the way, we got this view that like, I need to be, you know, I need to have it all figured out as soon as possible.
It's so interesting that you say that because it's because it's not sexy. It's not sexy, the work in the middle, right? Like no, everybody wants to see.
It's not sexy, but it's profitable. And if you consider profit sexy, then it's sexy.
Exactly. Well, it's sort of like, you know, anyone who's ever been on a fitness journey and, you know, some of those sites where it's like the before and after photos. And nobody shows the fact that they had to go run and vomit into the garbage can because just the extra energy it takes to, you know, maybe lift weights or do some cardio or whatever, just going from doing something that you weren't doing before to doing something that's completely different. And the same happens in business. It's like, you don't come out the gates and go, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to serve. Oh, and it just all happens. There are so many different paths, so many different processes that you can take, and some work for some demographics and some don't work for some demographics. And what works for you doesn't necessarily work for me. And so the how, you know, the path to get to that profitability, it tweaks and it changes. And I think your ideal client changes too, because you're changing every single year. So let's talk about, obviously, what you're doing today is you're helping individuals, specifically women, sort of catapult their businesses by utilizing the big guy, Facebook, Facebook groups specifically. What is it about Facebook groups? Why they are potentially a path for somebody to become more profitable in their business, in their service-based business?
Yes. And they are a path, right? Like, I want to be clear about that. There are so many different ways to get to a 10K month. And so for me, it's Facebook groups, right? For others, it might be, you know, something different. But for the people who love building relationships and who want a safe environment where they can build those relationships with potential clients, like, a group makes the most sense. There's no other platform that gives you that group setting and has the reach that Facebook does. And so however you feel about Facebook, like, that's the reality. Facebook is still the biggest game in town. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. And even if it did, there will always be a Facebook. There will always be a need for a Facebook group because people want community. Mm-hmm. Now more than ever, I think. We want community. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want personalization. And so if you are marketing on Facebook and you don't have a group, I do believe you are leaving potential clients on the table. I do believe that you are probably putting in more effort and time into your marketing than you need to. It doesn't mean that a group is a hands-off approach. It's not. But what it does mean is that when you can cultivate a group of hundreds or thousands of potential clients all in one place and reach them with, you know, I'm not going to say just one post because not everybody sees everything, but reach them with, you know, your own content, like, that is the most effective way to market on Facebook, right? You're not having to go do all of these different things. Yes, you have to get people into your group, but then once they're in there, it's like you've got a room filled with all of your potential clients versus going like door to door, right? It's like if you threw a party versus going door to door to everybody's house, you know, speaking to them individually, it's like get everybody to the party and you can talk to all of them at once. And so I think it's just a very incredibly effective tool, and people want to be part of groups. So that obviously in and of itself is effective. And then Facebook itself has, you know, talked about the need for community and that it is prioritizing content in groups, meaning content in groups have better reach even than, you know, certain posts on your profile or on your Facebook page, right? And so to me, it's like if Facebook is your primary marketing tool or primary marketing platform, having a group makes a lot of sense. It's extremely effective. It saves you time. Not to mention when you grow that group and you know how to monetize it and how to convert clients from it and make sales, you literally can get clients whenever you want. You have that security of knowing your next client is just a post away. Mm. And I think that is really, really powerful. And so, you know, I know that people get worried about like, how much time am I going to be spending? Well, how much time are you spending now? You know, feeling like you have to be on all these different platforms and put out all this content. I mean, simplicity has been something that I've really like been seeking and feel like so many people in the industry need. And that's why I'm committing and going all in on groups and teaching my clients how to do the same thing.
Awesome. So you sort of answered a few questions that I'm positive people are asking because I'm asking them myself in my head, right? Yeah. The idea of having a group, it's the investment of time. And I can see the comparison of the time that you might be investing in doing posts and lives and stuff outside of a group's transferring that inside of a group. But maybe just talk to us a little bit more about when you think of investment of time, does it matter? Because what if somebody doesn't understand their niche specifically, right? Like how niche, how broad? There's a lot of freaking groups out there. I'm a member of a lot of groups out there. And I think a lot of people, especially folks paying attention to this podcast specifically, they get stuck in the stinking thinking or just like the procrastination monkey. Like, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to stay still. Right. Yep. So just kind of talk to us and I, you know, obviously don't give away all of your stuff, but teach us a little bit about like, if I'm even considering the idea, answer a few of those sort of common questions that somebody's going to ask.
I can't think of a better market research tool than Facebook group. You want to know how I've gotten to know my ideal clients so well and how my messaging is so targeted. And there's always room for improvement, by the way, but it is very good. You know why? Because I have a group. Because I literally listen to what people say in the group. I ask them questions about themselves. I mean, I can't, like, you have all of these people at your fingertips. So if you're unsure, maybe you have a general idea, very general idea, like I had a very general idea, but you're unsure of who you really want to target. Awesome. How is growing a group and being in communication and building relationships with many different groups of people, like, how can that actually speed up the process for you? I think that is really, really important. That's one of the biggest benefits of having a group that a lot of people don't talk about, is it makes your content and your messaging and your ideal clients so much stronger, which is really, really cool. And that's what's needed, right? To stand out online and to capture attention, because attention spans are so short or so small. You know, I think when it comes to time, like, you're going to invest time anyway. You're either going to invest time sitting around overthinking, or you're going to invest time on doing something, taking some form of action. And sitting around and not marketing yourself is a form of action. So where do you want to invest your time? Do you want to invest it, like, in sitting around and not doing anything? Do you want to invest it in spreading yourself so thin over different platforms? I mean, those are the questions we have to ask. We all have time that we invest in different places. It's just, where are you investing it? And do you like the results you're getting? You know, even people who maybe are, you know, spending time or showing up on different platforms, are you happy with the results you're getting? If so, great. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're not, and you want to be able to speed up the process of getting clients faster, and you want more consistency, so it's like speed up sales process and get more consistency, then a Facebook group could be a really, really great option for you. And on top of that, it's going to teach you so much more about your people.
Awesome. So it goes without saying, I think folks are probably going to be intrigued by, and before, I'm not even waiting until the end to ask this question. What is the Facebook group if folks are wanting to learn about what you're doing and kind of get on your choo-choo train?
Yes. Market Like a Boss is the name of the group. Come join. There are like 60, I think we just hit 6,700 women in there. I mean, not to mention, right, like, you'll see how I do things, but you'll also be able to connect with so many incredible women, many of them also building really, really awesome Facebook groups. Would love to see you in there. I mean, we talk a lot in there about why we're all in on groups, how to build an engaged group, how to make consistent sales from your group. Every Friday, I usually go live to talk about one of those topics. So if a group is on your radar and it's something that has piqued your interest, or maybe you are like seriously considering it, or you're all in on it, or you have a group and you're like, I should be, you know, making more money or making more sales from that group, then Market Like a Boss is literally the best place for you to go, because you're going to be able to get more clarity and direction, which I think is the most important here.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So let's pivot a little bit, because I'm always intrigued in knowing a little bit more about my guests. And I know those that are tuning in are intrigued as well. So knowing what you know now, right? About to be 6 years in business, you've been in this realm, as in the industry, for a very long time. What advice would you give to someone else who's in the new stage?
Oh my goodness. Talk to people, get out there and talk to people. Seriously, it's so tempting to want people to come to you and to think that that's how it works. Like, I remember putting up my website and being like, okay, world, come find me. Here we go. It's not how it worked. I had to get out there and meet people both locally and online. And so I really, really would encourage you to just talk to people, like, stop worrying about like what you say or how you say it, and just talk to people, get to know people. Some of your best first clients will be referrals. So even before we get to the point of a Facebook group, like, referrals are always going to be kind of the first go at it. And so I wish that I had talked to people or started talking to people sooner. Like, that would have been like getting out there sooner and doing activities that would actually lead to clients versus the things that I thought I should have. Like, I remember spending like an entire week setting up like a client management system, just because like that was what we did in the agency world. Right. And that's great. A client management system is great. But if you have no clients to manage, like, it's not, you need to go out and get clients first. So I think just prioritizing, that's probably the word that I would use, prioritizing what's most important. And what's most important for you, for anybody who's new, is getting out there, talking to people and telling them how you can help them. Even if you're not super clear and you have like a million different offers like I did, cool. Just start talking to people. Tell them how you can help them. You're probably going to undercharge at first. Great. Get some experience. Get talking to people. Learn about who you want to work with. Learn about what you don't like. That's all serving you. A lot of people don't want to do the learning because it feels messy and because maybe there's some not so enjoyable experiences as part of that. But that's setting the foundation, if you will, for future growth. So I wish that somebody had told me that. I really do, because I didn't know enough about that to like prioritize properly.
I love that you're saying that. And it's, I think there's a part of it where it's what I don't even know if it's what we're told, or it's just, I think it's what we think is the next right step. You know, create a business, get a logo, get business cards, have a website, and all of this stuff. But what it does is it almost is like a roadblock to getting customers, because it stops you from moving forward. You think you're moving forward because it looks like it's pretty. But if nobody knows who you are, if nobody knows what you stand for, if nobody even understands that you're out there, they're not looking for you specifically. And it takes a while to get, you know, SEO and all that stuff put in place. So I think I love that you're saying that, because you can grow a 6, 7, 8 figure business without a website and without a business card or a logo. You can change your logo 10 times in the next 3 years. You're not McDonald's. Most people will not remember that you did that because they're not paying attention. There's just too much stuff flashing, too many lights going in front of our eyes on a regular basis. And I think the other thing that I really like that you said is just get out and, like, you need to have more conversations just with the people, because it's kind of like eating a lemon. I've got people in my family who can eat a lemon and they're like, it's yummy. I didn't know I didn't like a lemon until I put it in my mouth and realized that my mouth's going inside out, right? Like, it's disgusting. And so there are going to be customers that you get out, you have conversation with, you work with them, you realize you undercharge, you realize they're not your ideal client. You're like, oh, all right, learned that lesson. There's no way of, like, there's no book you can read that's going to tell you that unless you just go out and do it. Right. So I freaking love that you said that, because again, when you're starting in business, it's the art of the start. Just start, just do it, get out there, make it super messy. You don't need landing pages. You don't need funnels, have a Google Doc, like, show up on a phone call. People just want results. That's it. They don't care about anything else. You don't know the amount of stuff I have purchased through, like, a messenger, like, back and forth on the DMs, or like a text message or a simple email. It doesn't have to be fancy. You can get to that point. But if that thing that you're trying to do is the deterrent to actually getting clients, then you're focusing on the wrong thing. So I love that. I think that who we are as individuals, a lot of it's shaped on our upbringing, catalyst moments based on somebody potentially who's been influential to us. So if you can think of either a person or a certain moment in your life that has been instrumental in creating the Michelle Vroom that is today, who or what would that be?
I mean, I think first and foremost, like, I'm a very spiritual person. So having a relationship with God, that's sort of like it's my guide, right, for everything that I do. And so I think without that, I wouldn't be maybe as grounded as I am in what I want to do and where I'm going. I think experiences in life probably have shaped me more than actual people, not to say that people haven't been important, but I think experiences, I mean, I grew up in a home where my parents fought a lot. They ended up getting divorced, like, right after I got married. So as a 24-year-old adult with divorced parents, I mean, that shaped a lot for me moving forward. I think it gave me a lot of compassion and empathy for other people and other situations. It also gave me a lot of grit and determination and perseverance through really, really hard times, because it was an exceptionally hard time. And then it still is in some ways, but much better now. And then I think having challenges in my own marriage, right, that have shaped me, like, early on in my 20s. And then in business, I mean, it's honestly the hardest moments that have shaped me and given me the grit and resilience that I really believe has led to my success. Even thinking about business, that first year that I was in business, it was about a year into business, I lost 3 clients, most of my clients' base at the time, in one day. And I lost them 2 months before I was due to give birth to my second child. So, you know, at doing full service, it's not like I could just go, like, fill all of them. Right? I was going on maternity leave. And so it was all things that were outside of my control. It was nothing I could have done, but it really challenged me to look at, like, where is real security found? It's not found in clients. It's not found in the amount of money that I make. It's found in me. It's found in my grit, right? In my ability to just show up and keep going. And if you have that, you'll be successful at anything you do. Truly, have that, you will be successful at anything you do. And so I just think that with the experiences and the things that I've been through most of them hardships that have led to who I am now and shaped who I am, both as a business owner, but also as a wife, a mother, a friend, you know, all of that, all of the different roles that I play.
I love that you're saying that, because I think what you're doing is you're shedding perspective. You're shining a light on the fact that it actually is the challenges, the obstacles, the oopsie daisies that are going to be some of your greatest lessons, your greatest memories. And they're actually going to be the things you can look at and go, that was a good thing, right? In the time, in the moment, maybe not so much. For those of you that are listening, I hope you're hearing that, you know, sometimes we can be afraid of messing up, doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, failing, having the difficult conversation, but it is all of that that's going to help you be the fantastic, the most amazing leader, entrepreneur, human that you can be. You got to go through it, like move through the storms, lean in, don't lean out. What's your one thing? What's your why? What's your, you know, if you can kind of look at your world and go, here's what I'm here for. This is my mission. What is it?
Yeah. So one of the best books I read it once and like didn't really take it in, was Simon Sinek's Start With Why. And I reread it again last summer. And that led to me really determining what my why is, what my vision is for this next phase of business. And my vision is to inspire hope, courage, and confidence in women to fulfill their fullest potential, right? To live to their fullest potential, both in business and in life. And it's the hope and the courage piece that have really, really resonated with me. Like just being able to inspire hope and courage in a world that we live in that is so difficult, that is so challenging, like that excites me more than anything. And not just helping them do it in business, but helping them in life, because life and business are so intertwined. And when I think about that vision and mission, and I look back over the years, right, both in business and in life, like that's what I've done. Like, you know, I had a friend, a very close friend of mine this past summer, she's diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. And so really scary thing. And I was the first person to jump in and arrange meals and set up what she needed and be there for her emotionally. Not because I'm some like amazing person, but just because that's the way I'm wired. I wanted to give her hope and courage for the journey that she was about to go through. And that's how I've been. Like, that's how I've made decisions in life. Like, that's everything I've chosen to do has centered around that. And so to be able to like put it into words, even though I think sometimes words like can fail us, right? Because there's so much more than that. But being able to put it into words and live that out as my mission and vision for my business is just so incredible.
So I want to ask you some, I guess I'll call them rapid fire questions. But before I do that, I want to ask you my signature question, which is, what does perspective shifting mean to you?
Perspective shifting to me means that you consider other alternatives than the thing that you maybe have felt super confident about. It's not to say that you can't and shouldn't have your beliefs, right? And own what you believe. But when you are willing to look at other opportunities, other options, listen to other voices that are different from your own, that's what helps shape and shift your perspective. And I think that is why the online space, I mean, while it's challenging, can also just be such a beautiful thing, because you come into contact with so many different people who have so many different opinions. That's why I love my Facebook group, right? Is because there's 6,700 women in there with all different opinions, all different walks of life. And honestly, like so many of them have had an impact on my business and my thoughts and my beliefs. And I just think that's a really beautiful thing.
I love that. I think it's uber important to look at the world from an open perspective, just allow what's out there to come in. You can discern what fits, what doesn't, but you got to be open to allow it to come in, because everything that we think up until this very moment is just based on our beliefs, our systems, what we've been taught, our experiences, right or wrong. There's new stuff out there. And I think that's a lovely definition. All right. Are you ready for some rapid fire?
I'm ready.
These are no algebra, so you're good. Okay.
All right. Good.
What is your favorite book and why?
Night Road by Kristen Hannah. It is a fiction book. If you haven't heard of it, And it's a book that every single time I reread it makes me cry. Just, aww, it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful story of like love and redemption.
Awesome. Okay. What is your go-to self-care routine?
Charcoal face mask, glass of wine, pajamas, and sitting on the couch watching Netflix. And right now that looks like watching Virgin River.
I love Virgin River. I watched it too fast though, so now I got nothing left. I know. So are you doing like the charcoal mask, wine, pajamas all at the same time?
So like put the pajamas on, wash your face, put the mask on, go downstairs, pour myself a glass of wine, and then head on down to our basement to watch.
How do you move your face to drink the wine?
I know, it is challenging.
If you can't see me right now because you're not watching the video, I'm like moving my face like you have like a hard mask.
It's going to be stiff. Yep. So you just have to take like little sips. I mean, you know, and then I like, you know, partially all the way, I don't go all the way through with it on. Like halfway through, I'll go up and wash it off. And then,
got you. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're taking the mask off.
I just want to let it like sit, but I like am too impatient to just let it sit by myself, not doing anything. I have to do something.
So funny you said that. Last week I had a self-care day where I did a charcoal mask and I also did like a deep conditioner for my hair. And it's like, I don't remember, 7 minutes or something for the mask and 10 or 12 minutes for the hair thing. I think at like 6 minutes, everything came off. I was just like, this is too long.
I need a new hair mask. That would be another thing that I would add to the mix, because I feel like my hair is so dry right now.
That's what I was feeling. My hair feels luscious and wonderful right now.
Yeah. What, so you have to tell me what mask you use.
I don't remember. It was purple. Okay. And it's like a big chunky thing and you squish it out.
Okay.
Super helpful. I know. Google that. I'll take a photo of it. I'll take a photo. I'll send it over to you.
Yeah,
all right. Last question. Best piece of advice that you have been given by somebody else, either business or personal.
Yeah. Don't wait to hit a goal until like to act like the person who set the goal, right? So don't wait to get clients to be like, okay, I'm the person who like, I'm going to take the actions that would lead to clients, or I'm going to use that as validation that I can, you know, do this thing. Start acting like the person who has, you know, gotten clients now, or who has reached a certain revenue goal, or whatever goal you're going after. So, you know, take actions that are indicative of that goal. Set aside time to really think about like, what would I do if I already hit this goal? I think that is super, super powerful and has also been a big part of my success.
Jack Canfield calls that the act as if. I remember when I was younger, I really wanted to have an act as if party where everybody showed up as who they were trying to become, celebrity, movie star, whatever. And to just start embodying what that emotion, you know, what kind of a person would you have to be becoming goals to achieve those things. And I love that. I try to keep that in my mind, in my mantra on a regular basis. Who am I trying to become? Well, act like her today, because you're on your way, girl. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So where can people connect with you? We got your Facebook group, but where else can people connect with you? Where's your play zone?
I have a podcast called Market Like a Boss. So same, I'm going to keep it really easy for everybody. Same name. So Facebook group, podcast. And then I'm also on Instagram, Market Like a Boss, M as in Mary, V as in Victor. So Michelle Vroom. Those are the main places where I hang out, though I will say my Facebook group, of course, is my hub. That's where I create like unique content.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you. You too.
Peace, girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Balance Perspective podcast. Listen, if you liked what you heard, can you give me a review? Maybe even a 5-star? All right. Have an awesome day.